Triple H Media Production.
My name's Randy.
Glad to meet you, Randy.
Likewise. So, question?
Yes, sir. How is it that all you just happen to be at the right place at the right time to come to my rescue?
Have a seat, Gunner. We need to talk.
I'm not going to like this, am I?
Honestly, I don't know.
So, why am I here? Just come out with it.
All right, then. We need you, Michael. Well, we need your skills.
No. We had an agreement, sir. You told me I would not be reactivated.
And you're not. Hear me out.
Fine.
You were an electronic specialist when you were active, correct?
How the hell did you know that?
We're the U.S. military. We know everything.
Wait a minute. How did you even know where to find me?
Now, you and I both know I can't tell you that. Just know, we keep tabs on our assets that we feel we may need in the future. To be honest, I thought our chances of talking to you were done when we saw you back in that building.
You mean the one that got hit by the damn planes?
Damn trigger-happy flyboys. They were just supposed to do a flyby, not bomb the place. I swear them cowboys just love to blow things up.
Heh. Tell me about it. They're proud of the assholes that blew up the Taco Bell.
Wait. They blew up the Taco Bell? Those bastards.
Right.
You can only imagine my surprise when my scouting team reported back to me saying they saw you walking around in the city.
So, you assigned a trace on me.
I see you still remember some protocols.
So, if you had tracers on me, then where the hell were you when those goons beat the hell out of me the first night?
Watching. Well, listening. We couldn't really see much.
And it never crossed your mind to help me?
Styles did. He wanted to jump in when we saw them walking into the barn.
And you stopped him? Why?
Because I wanted to see if you still had your training. That's why.
I'm a 62-year-old man who was outnumbered 4-1. What were you expecting, Major?
I was expecting Special Force Fighter. That's what I expected.
What the hell do you know about my time in Special Forces?
I know what you weren't. That was a fighter. Is that correct, Dr. Scream?
This conversation is finished, sir.
Sit down, Michael.
With all due respect, I'm not a soldier anymore. I don't have to listen to your orders.
You're right. You don't. But if you walk out that door, you'll never know about your daughter.
What did you just say?
I said, you walk out that door, you'll never know where your daughter is.
My daughter is dead. And you're about to stir something up you won't be able to clean up, Major.
There's that fire. Welcome back, Dr. Scream.
Asshole!
The world has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
Get the fuck off me!
Stand down, man. We're good.
But, sir...
You heard me, as you were.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good swing for a 62-year-old.
You keep disrespecting me and my late daughter, sir, and you'll get a whole lot more than that.
Look, I know you're not happy about your past experiences with the military, but I assure you, I have nothing but respect for you and what you can do.
Did. And I'm not proud of it.
I understand that, but your skills were used to keep your country safe. That should be something you should be proud of.
Only in the eyes of the beholder. Can we get off the subject now?
Of course. We'll come back to it again. Don't you worry.
What were you talking about with my daughter?
Well, I thought you might like to reunite with her sometime.
My daughter... My daughter passed away when all this crazy shit went down.
I know your little girl passed away, and for that I am truly sorry. No parent should ever have to bury a child.
Thank you.
But I wasn't talking about her. I'm talking about your older daughter from your first marriage.
How the hell did you...
Like I said, we know everything.
So, she's here?
No, not yet anyway. We lost her, but people don't stay lost forever now, do they?
I don't know what to say.
We'll talk more about that later. But right now, we need to talk about your skills and how they may help your country once again.
Major, like I said, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, I'm not looking for I'm not looking for that. Well, not right now. Come on, follow me. I'll show you. So, Michael.
Gunner.
Excuse me?
Gunner. That's what people call me.
So, still hanging on to your military days, huh?
I was never a gunner. I just like... Well, I just like guns.
Oh, I know what you like. Gunner, let me introduce you to your little slice of paradise. Well, if you agree to help, that is.
Huh. Not much to look at, is it? It's a tent. Not quite what I would call paradise, you know?
Go inside. You'll see.
Yeah? What's in there? A stripper's club and an open bar?
Oh, Gunner, trust me. If there was, neither one of us would still be out here talking.
Damn.
After you.
You have got to be kidding me.
No. And it's all yours if you agree.
Computers, radios, walkies, all kinds of electronics.
And all of them waiting for a master's touch.
And all of it is...
Broken, yes.
My God, I've died and gone to heaven.
Told you.
And you want me to fix it all?
Not all of it. I know that's impossible. Just the stuff we can use. Like, over there.
Oh my God. That's a table full of ATM PVS 7-3. NVGs. Oh.
You would be correct. I would like to see those night vision goggles on your priority list, as well as those communication radios over there.
Oh, sir. This is going to be fun.
Well, then, let me make it a little sweeter for you. You get all those NVGs and radios working, you can repair and build anything you want afterwards.
Oh, sir, I gotta warn you. If I was a dog, I'd be humping your leg right now.
Well, let's both be thankful you're not a dog, then.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know where that came from. Just a little excited, I guess.
If this makes you excited, I'm not sure if I want to show you what else I have for you.
Wait, there's more?
Follow me. Gunner, welcome to the graveyard. Here you'll find all the damaged and non-working airbirds, tanks, and vehicles.
Sir, if you're asking me to marry you, the answer is yes.
Remind me to play poker with you sometime.
Why me? I know you got to have mechanics here.
And we do. But they're also soldiers. I need them out in the field.
I see. And what's in this for me?
You mean, besides you can keep and use anything you want?
Yeah. Besides that.
Well, there is that little subject I mentioned earlier.
My daughter.
Yes, Gunner. Your daughter. And just to show you I mean what I say, let's go back to my tent, and I'll share everything we have on her.
Will you, throw in some brandy with that deal?
You have a deal. And I'm expecting our conversation to end on a better note this time.
I have a feeling it will, sir.
Good. One glass of brandy as requested.
Thank you. So, my daughter. What do you know?
I'll be honest, we don't have a lot. We know she's your oldest child, the oldest of two girls.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, but that's not a big secret.
On our last record, she was in North Arkansas. She was traveling by herself. My men tell me she was a hell of a fighter. She took on a full-grown man by herself.
That's my girl. I taught her myself.
If she's half as tough as her father, then I have no doubt she was one to reckon with.
What happened to her?
What makes you think something happened?
You said was. Past tense. What happened?
Damn, you're good. I'm not gonna lie here. We have a good thing going here. My men saw her heading towards a massive horde of those filthy creatures. They ran down to help her out, but when they got there, all they found was a rifle and some blood. They never could find her.
So, you bribed me to help you with information about my daughter knowing she was dead.
No one said she was.
I'm not stupid. I think we both know the truth here.
No one said she was dead, Gunner. Look, none of this was my intention. I didn't want to tell you the last part. Not yet. Not if I didn't have to.
Why not?
Because I still have a few men out there looking for her.
Why? Why spend all the time and resources on a girl you don't know? You just told me you can't spare men to work on broken equipment, but you can spare men to track a stranger? How many men do you have out there?
Two.
Call them in. There's no need. She's dead.
I'm sorry. This is not what I intended. We will find her.
I know you didn't, but just call them in. You can use them here.
Gunner, I'm sorry, but I have to ask. What about our deal?
You kept up your end of the bargain. I'll do the same. We still have a deal.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry.
Well, that's life. We've all lost someone in this mess. Now we all must move forward, and right now, I'm moving forward to grab me a drink and get working on that equipment.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Well, man, you've outlived everyone. Your wife is dead. Both your daughters are gone. Hell, Even John's dead. Oh, great. The Supper of Champions.
The best hot dogs in town, sir.
Oh, hey, Styles, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not active anymore. You don't have to sir me.
Actually, I do. We all do. Major's orders. Is it true? You outrank him?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. What you got over there?
Hot dogs! And, oh look! Hot dogs!
Well, that's a hard choice. Tell you what. Give me a hot dog. Considering what I could be eating, I am not complaining.
I'm sorry, sir. You have 2 pieces of bread on your tray.
Yeah? That's because I want 2 hot dogs.
I'm sorry, sir. Only 1 serving is allowed.
Private? What did you just say? Do you know who you're talking to?
That's the rule, sir. 1 person, 1 serving.
I don't think I made myself clear, private.
It's not a big deal, really.
No, I got this. Do you know who this man is?
No, sir.
And it shows. This is the Major's guest. This is the man who's going to save lives. Yours might be one of them, Private.
I'm sorry, sir, but...
But? Did you just seriously butt me?
Oh,
now you're lost for words. Put an extra hot dog on that man's plate.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. I'm sorry, man.
Don't apologize to him, sir.
You were sort of tough on that kid, don't you think?
Yeah, but hey, that's the way things work. You of all people should know that. Busting their balls is half the fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Watching them kids piss their pants, it just about makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, let me tell you, in boot camp, we actually had this guy do that. Our drill sergeant was really laying in on him. He just pissed himself. Come to think about it, I don't think we saw him again.
Doesn't surprise me. Damn kids are spoiled these days. They lack toughness and discipline. They're soft.
I agree, sir. I see them fall and leave almost every day, especially now.
How bad is it exactly?
Look around. This place used to be standing room only.
Damn.
Yeah, we've lost nearly half of the men we had. We lost some to zombies and some to illnesses and accidents, but let's face it. Most of them are deserters, frickin' cowards.
Don't be so tough on them. They were just kids who were thrown into the end of the world and all overnight.
Don't be tough. Are you fucking kidding me? That's why they're trained. That's why we break them down and make men out of them. I expect more out of you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look at you, sir. You're a legend. You're one of the toughest SOBs out there. You're a modern day freaking Rambo.
Rambo was a pussy.
You'll get no argument out of me, sir. I'm sure he wore little pink panties. Why do you think they call him Commando?
I like you, kid. You're all right.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Why's that?
Well, sir, be honest. I was pretty sure you would hate me and seek revenge after what I did.
Well, that depends. What did you do?
Oh. I thought the Major would have told you. Never mind, sir.
No. I think you better start talking. What did you do?
I'm sorry, sir. It's not my place to say.
Like hell it's not. talk.
No!
He's right, Stiles. Tell him.
But, sir, he might...
Kill you. Perhaps. Gunner, if he tells you what you want to know, do you promise not to kill my soldier?
I can't promise anything.
I need your word.
Fine. You have my word. I won't kill him. Now out with it.
Stiles.
First of all, okay, let me say, I'm sorry. I really am sorry. We didn't know it was you in that building.
Sorry for what?
Your friend. I'm the one that shot and killed your friend.
You son of a bitch!
Michael, you gave me your word.
And I kept it. He's still alive, isn't he?
No, sir. It's okay. Hit me again if it makes you... Not bad for an old man. Feel better? Did you get it out of your...
Stay down, Stiles.
He was a good kid. Smart. Dedicated. Trustworthy.
But he was protecting one of those zombies.
That zombie saved his life.
He said she was his wife.
And she was. And she saved his life from the other zombies.
Gunner, is this true? Are you saying his wife recognized him after she had turned?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And how can you be so sure of this?
She called him by name. She could talk.
Oh, shit.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week. If any of you survive long enough.